This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation.
First up is House Committee Substitute House Bill 2016.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate sent House Bill 2016 to the executive branch for consideration. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee and handles this measure in the upper chamber. He tells his colleagues House Bill 2016 is a supplemental budget bill for the current fiscal year.
Paying for our law enforcement officers that since the first day of March have been down on the Texas southern border with the Operation Lone Star.
House Bill 2016 now awaits the governor's signature.
The Senate is beginning to make changes to the Missouri House of Representatives budget.
The budget has come over from the Missouri House.
Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says the next big ticket item for Missouri senators will be the fiscal year 2025 state operating budget.
I am hopeful that we can begin the committee process next week or the following in order to have it finalized before the May 10th constitutional deadline.
Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says this deadline is less than 1 month away.
To the governor by May 10th. That's our constitutional deadline. I'm a little concerned that we are in crunch time right now and still have a lot of work to do on the state budget.
The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee may discuss appropriations measures next week.
House Bill 22.
On Wednesday evening, Missouri senators discussed House Bill 2287, which would establish provisions relating to elementary and secondary education. During discussion, Senator McCreary told the bill handler she would like to see voters decide the fate of charter schools.
I would like to offer an amendment that will say that any new charter schools that are proposed by the legislature would have to go to a vote of the people.
Her amendment was defeated. On Thursday, House Bill 2287 was sent to the governor for his signature.
Senate Bill 782.
Hearing no objection. Monday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 782. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this measure would create provisions relating to water exportation outside the state.
Withdraw water from any water source for export outside the state of Missouri unless such person holds a water exportation permit issued by the Department of Natural Resources.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator McCreary mentioned she was initially against this proposal.
I shared this with you that I thought we needed to do some work before it was ready for the floor to talk about who would also have oversight and say on these different permits.
Senate Bill 782 has been set aside for future talks.
Senate Bill 1462 is...
In addition to more House bills coming up in the Missouri Senate, committee hearings also continue. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield sponsors Senate Bill 1462. He tells the Missouri Senate Select Committee on Empowering Missouri Parents and Children, which he chairs, this legislation would require school districts and charter schools to provide instruction in cursive writing.
Handwriting is something I believe strongly in as a method of education.
Also,
Senate Bill 1471.
The Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee heard Senate Bill 1471. Senator McCreary is the sponsor. She tells the panel this measure would create provisions relating to certain types of billing for water or sewer services.
A great example of that would be an apartment complex owner needs a way to bill the renters for water and sewer usage.
Both of these proposals await final committee action.
President, with no further business to come before the body.
The final month of the second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will start on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.